This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Oh, good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show at B93.7. If you just joined us, you missed out on it, but you can hear it tomorrow on the Hawk and Tom Show. Secretary's Day, Administrative Professionals Day coming up, and we sent Cato out to do a little dancing for some secretaries this morning.
A little stripogram action. Cato, those ladies were all over you.
I know. I was hoping they'd put some dollar bills in there. But they didn't.
Nice boxers, by the way.
Maybe some $2 bills. I think that's how they do it now.
That had to be scary when the boss came in now.
Well, of course. And I was cold, too, by the way, ladies. I was cold today.
I heard a dude in there yelling for you to take it off, too.
Well, I mean, it's an entertainment. I'm an entertainer.
When you got it, you got it.
There you go.
Sorry.
Well, this is going to tie in real well. Because a new study found the most physically demanding jobs is something Cato did for Torture Tuesday, and that is a dancer, number one thing. And they say the reason is because basically it requires unlimited amount of strength and stamina when you are dancing.
I agree that dancing is a job that requires a lot of energy, but I don't think it's the most energy. I think probably the hardest job is those guys that hold the sign that says stop or slow at a construction thing on the roads.
Okay.
No, seriously, there's some construction jobs. A roofer, for example.
Okay, that's mentioned on here.
Well, you know, I was at a wedding a few weeks ago, and just doing the electric slide and the Cupid shuffle and the wobble, three dance songs, I had to sit down. I thought I was dying.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the groom is the toughest job.
Isn't it the worst when they play the wobble last, and you're like, no, I don't have it in me. Okay, fine.
I just wobbled in my chair.
Yeah.
All right. Fitness trainers and aerobic instructors, or anybody that's teaching classes, most of the time, you know, you don't see the overweight people teaching the classes.
Well, the good thing is a teacher doesn't have to really do the routine. They just show you, and then they walk around watching you. But I tried an aerobics class with all women once.
Yeah.
And I almost died there, too.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a Torture Tuesday,
yes,
too.
I had to walk away.
Yeah, that's harder than you think it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they do say roofers, Tom, stuff like that, anything that you're doing outside, like landscapers that do lawn mowing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's tough work.
Yes.
I don't even do my own yard anymore.
I get tired watching those guys.
And girls. Some of them have girls. Any branch of the military is tough.
Especially during basic training.
Yeah. Right.
They just try to break you down.
Mm-hmm. Fence builders, which is kind of along the same lines, I think, as roofers and mowers and
did
stuff.
Did that when I was young?
I did it once at my house, and I'll never do it again.
That was the hardest job.
Your back hurt so bad.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Physically demanding jobs, top of the list. Then, of course, they say athletics, like where you're training to, I mean, anytime you're out running, I mean, I guess baseball, you can kind of sit out there in the field and wait for the ball to come to you, but they're still, the professionals are still pretty athletic.
I would think, and I think football is one of the really tough ones.
Yeah, I could tell with watching the curling in the Olympics, they're just sweating.
Those curlers are something else.
I tell you, they all muscles they're using.
Well, how about the least physically demanding jobs?
This one.
Okay, disc jockeys just sit around, push buttons all day.
And talk.
But these are professions with the most employees who are overweight.
Oh.
Administrative support.
Okay. So I don't know exactly. Secretaries?
I'm guessing. You know, there's something.
Not today.
Around. No, they were all over you.
Technicians and IT support.
Yeah, because they basically work on computers all day, yeah. So they're not doing a lot of activity. They're just typing.
Okay. You have mechanics and repairers, is all they say in this one. That's about 28% of the people.
Huh. So, I mean, you think mechanics are doing some work, but I guess it's all in a small area.
You know, yeah, I guess when they invented that hydraulic lift,
yep.
They didn't have to squeeze under the car anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. They could gain weight.
I tried to change the oil in my Corvette, and I'm like, I can't even get under this thing. I get stuck.
It's like your belly?
Yeah, it's like I get my head under, and then all of a sudden my boobs won't go.
All right, cleaning and building services.
That's interesting because I feel like they do move
they
around
do move
more.
Around, yeah. And then this kind of surprised me, okay? So here's the top three professions with the most employees who are overweight. Protective services such as police, firefighters, and emergency responders.
Have you not seen them?
Number three on the list, though.
Man, there's some of them out there.
They're not allowed to chase down the criminals anymore.
That must be
it. That's true.
Yeah, just let them go.
You know, I love EMTs.
Yeah,
tremendously. But yeah. There are a lot of them that are bigger people for some reason.
They ride around. I know.
True.
I've known some in the past.
Number two, transportation and material moving.
So that would be like movers and truckers. Probably truckers sitting in the seat all day long driving and eating.
No, truckers are number one.
Oh.
The most overweight position, they say, employee, truck drivers.
That's odd to me because I think of a truck driver a lot of times being a skinny dude. Little rangy guy that gets out of the truck and he looks scrappy. You don't want to mess with him.
With hemorrhoids.
I did not think of that, Cato, but you could be right.
Honestly, sitting all day. Have you not hung out at a truck stop in a while?
Wow, because you lot lizard.
I'll get gas sometimes on the way back to Tennessee and stuff. And, you know, at some truck stops here in the South, they have these gym set, like places where they have treadmills, three or four treadmills, where the truckers can actually go in and get some exercise.
Well, it sounds like they're not doing it according to what you just said.
Yeah, because 70% of truckers are seriously overweight.
Wow.
Can you imagine, imagine that truck driver in an aerobics class. bending over to touching his toes and stuff. Just a classroom full of aerobics and truck drivers.
What are you getting out of this?
Apparently, he thinks it's funny.
It's funny. That'd be a funny scene in a movie, just a bunch of those guys doing like some kind of aerobics class.
When you said aerobics and bending over, I thought of the plumbers.
What I thought too, Cato. Yeah. I thought plumbers might be on this list.
That one, they were not. So
wow.
Maybe that's why we always see their crack, because they're losing weight and those pants are falling down.
Yeah, okay.
I'd rather see the crack than the pipe.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God.
Kato, your dancing turned you a little raunchy there.
Wow, sorry.
One stripping job and he's turned into a potty mouth.
That's the first one. That might be my part-time job.
It's the first of today.
Well, maybe.
Well,
got plans.
I'm about tuckered out over this conversation. Let me try to push this button here.
Oh, bless.
These jockeys are for sure overweight, right?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we're having some fun talking about, I guess, the professions with the most employees who are overweight. Protective services such as police, firefighters, and emergency responders, top of the list. And
Hawk said that.
And truck drivers were number one on the list. Like 40% of truck drivers are overweight. And Cynthia from Fountain Inn wrote in, and she said she had an overweight massage therapist one time, and his belly would touch her as he was like rubbing her. Like,
that's just a bonus.
That is a full body massage right there. If you got an overweight massage therapist.
I think the full body part means you get the full body massage, not they use their full body to give you a massage.
No.
He was doing that wrong.
I guess he was.
Just tip good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I was reading about Jelly Roll. We were just talking about jobs where people are overweight.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jelly Roll and his wife were actually talking about some of the people who are making fun of him on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Jelly Roll no longer uses the internet because he's tired of being bullied about his weight.
Hmm.
His wife says the internet can say whatever they want about you, and then they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. Well, no, we're not. And I can see two sides of this issue, because most people look at celebrities and think they've got all this money and all these privileges and fame, so they have to be able to take the downsides with it.
Right.
But from the celebrity's point of view, is they still are just a normal person like you and me underneath it all, and it hurts.
It does.
And I don't really know why someone would pick on him for his weight, but then again, also, sometimes you take things as being picked on when people might actually be honestly worried for you.
That's not politically correct anymore to pick on someone's weight.
Yeah, so you're only pretty much allowed to make fun of people that are ugly now.
That's it.
Yeah. So why are people not being canceled? Why are these people not being, you know,
well, some of them,
by other people?
Some of them probably do couch it in like, oh, Jelly Roll is so big, he really needs to lose weight or he's just going to die on stage someday. And they're acting like they're, you know, bless his heart, they're thinking of him, not right. making fun of him.
I will say, too, though, once you are in the limelight, you got to get some thick skin.
Oh, yeah, he's got thick everything.
Well,
I just did it.
Yeah.
I also kind of think people should realize that sometimes you're a little extra harsh when you're on the internet and you're under the veil of anonymity. You're so brave because you don't have a profile picture or any personal info. And they just say rude things.
But he chooses to be in the limelight. I'm like, he chose to be famous. He sang and he signed the contract, said, yeah, I'll do some albums. You know what's going to happen.
Definitely. So. But you can also choose to be nice. And I feel like a lot of people are not choosing
well,
that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you can't expect them to be nice.
It's right. The internet.
Yeah.
The internet's full of unnice people. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to deal with it. We've dealt with it sometimes.
Oh, so many times. I mean, you got people yelling at you when you're at a festival or something, and they don't listen to you or something. Or I don't. This job is so weird, and I've talked about this before. Like if a guy worked at Pepsi and one worked at Coke or whatever, and you found out what they did. And you said, you know what? I don't drink your brand. I just don't drink your brand. They would never say that right to the person, but they'll do it to us sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to you.
I'm going to have to say they would do it to the other person, too. There's people out there that are so clueless that they'll say mean, rude stuff to people, don't even necessarily realize it.
I love when people go, oh, I don't listen to radio. I'm like, cool. What do you want me to do with that?
Well, that's my career. If they tell me they don't listen to the to our station, I'm like, well, you're too old to us. A hip station.
Oh,
yeah. You're not like it. Cool. Very good. Yeah, I always say, yeah, we target, you know, younger people with, you know, a hip lifestyle crowd. Or something.
But, you know, I was doing a live broadcast at some business, and got the van there, and I'm out there waving at traffic.
Yeah.
People blow horns, and they'll... Uh-huh. They'll yell at you. I had one guy go, you suck!
Yeah.
What?
And he just kept on going, and I'm like, wow.
And you took it personally, had to take it home,
I
went
cried,
and talked to your therapist about it.
Ate some Papa John's pizza we were giving away.
But you do too!
Well, that's what I would say. I'm like, I'm not going to lay down on that. Unless they're a lot bigger than me.
And well,
like,
everybody's, yeah, we do. Everybody's got an opinion. You know,
but yeah, but saying. You don't have to share the negative ones, but people do. And that's what I think Jelly Roll's going to have to learn to deal with, because just like we do, maybe he needs to go ahead and tell him you suck and then move on.
Well,
it makes me feel better.
Honestly, once you say that to somebody, they know they've gotten to you. So it's best just to just leave it alone, in my opinion.
I disagree. I think getting them back is better.
No.
It's like, what do you even say? Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just awkward. Why would you say that?
It deflates it every time.
Your mom.
Your mama.
Your mom sucks.
Yeah, you gotta go, your mama.
They can do like restaurants do, and when you go read reviews of restaurants and there's a negative review, the response from the restaurant is the same in everyone. Hey, you didn't have a good experience. Please reach out, and we'll try to make things right.
What if people reviewed you every time they met you or hung out with you?
Well, they do. Yeah. You just don't always know it. They're telling other people about, oh, Hawk was such an idiot, or he was so mean or so rude.
Oh, you'll know it when they stop answering your calls.
Exactly. Stop getting invited.
I hate it when they say, you know, Hawk was mean, but it was Tom they actually met.
I know.
Yeah. That does happen a lot.
And I hate when they are like, Tom was dumb, but it actually was Hawk they meant.
Right.
I was being mean just then, wasn't I?
I have friends that go, which one's the mean one?
I'm like, that's me.
I won't say what I answer.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, gosh, Tori, that should worry you.
Me the mean one?
No.
No, that's just the expression on her face.
Oh, amen, dude. Yeah. I tell people all the time, I'm like, I am not as mean as my face looks, I promise.
I'm happy well, right now.
I am.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I'm actually a very nice guy unless you tell me I suck, and then I can be pretty mean.
Honestly, just be gentle with us, okay?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other people.
Be gentle with us. When you write something, a review about the Hawk and Tom show, just, you know, say you listen, you enjoy the show.
Or don't write at all.
Hey, I don't care. I enjoy fighting with people, so bring it on.
All right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're always trying to help your relationship here on the Hawk and Tom Show. I have ways to improve your relationship right now.
Okay.
Apologize when you are wrong.
Well, I would do that if I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I just am not wrong very often.
Oh, that was at one time, wasn't it?
No, I was just mistaken.
Oh, okay. You weren't wrong. You were just mistaken. Yeah.
Wow.
They say forget pride. If you realize you're wrong in a fight, admit it and say you're sorry. It will make a world of difference in terms of staying close with that person.
Huh?
Go ahead.
That is the hardest thing, especially when you're mid-conversation and you realize that you were wrong, like, a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
But you kept burying the ditch, and you're like, well, I'm in it now.
Yeah, so I'm not going to admit I'm wrong now. Yeah. I've gone too far down this road.
That's when you just change the subject, and you're like, did you want to get pizza for dinner tonight?
Yeah. All right, ways to improve your relationship right now. Imagine the other person gone during a fight. They say there's no better way to stop a fight than to imagine losing or missing the other person. And I know it's kind of sad.
That's pretty brutal, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, to sit there and be like, oh, what if they had died in a car wreck whenever I fought with them?
Well, you're fighting right now. Like, you're in the fight with them. You're like, what if they were gone? You know what? This is a stupid fight. I need to move on.
So it's nothing that you immediately did to them?
No, Kato.
Okay, because that makes me thinking something different.
Kato's already done that.
Yeah, okay. Ways to improve your relationship right now or marriage. Laugh a lot more, they say. You say, just cracking each other up is always a good thing. If you can make the other one laugh, it's a good relationship bonder. It could be even like a little video or something that you share together. So laughing is good if you can make them laugh.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I'm a pretty funny guy, so that's not difficult.
Yeah, how about do you laugh at Jamie because she's funny?
Mm-hmm.
When she's funny, I do, yeah. I laugh.
Okay, do you laugh at her a lot? Because
I don't laugh at her. I laugh with her. Well, I do laugh at her sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I try to.
How about John? Is he funny?
I don't really get around him.
No, I'm talking to Tori.
Yeah, sometimes he'll get in his goofy mood where he'll just like bust out a little like shimmy. And I think it's the cutest thing in the world. And I'm like, yeah, let's dance.
All right. Aww.
I love it. I love when he does that.
Ways to improve your relationship right now. Arrange a weekly meeting. I think this is more family oriented. You want to figure out what's going on with the family and with you.
I guess it depends on your circumstance. But that's something we do is we're going to bed at night. You lay there and talk a little bit. Or at the dinner table. I mean, we try to stay in touch every day.
Okay, but you got young kids. You got all kinds of crazy schedules going on. You got two careers going on.
Yeah, sometimes we'll text each other at the dinner table.
Okay, but still.
That way the kids can't hear.
I would not want to have a weekly meeting like at night right before bed because I'd be starting to think about all these things I have to do. It would be kind of taxing.
We just talk at night, so it kind of covers all that.
And you guys watch the kids' eyes roll when you mention family meeting. Everybody in the living room.
My kids' eyes roll when I say dinner. My daughter's like, can I sit in this chair over here in the recliner? And I'm like, no, join us for dinner once.
Okay.
We're going to eat as a family, and you're going to like it.
Yeah, while I text your mom from across the table.
Well,
about
she
you.
Can text her brother.
Okay. Well, they say talk about the little things. We always talk about the big things, but how many times do you discuss the little things, little details in life? Sometimes they say that will create some bonding as well. The more you talk, the more you learn about your partner.
My wife loves to gossip about all her friends, and I'm like, I don't even know half these people and who they are, but she's telling me, oh, you know, Beverly did this and Joanne did this, and oh my gosh, everyone's upset with them. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome, honey.
Okay. Remember to thank the other person quite often. It's true, however small it seems. Remember to say thanks for small things.
No, I do that. Like every night after dinner, I thank my wife for preparing the dinner and give her a little pat on the butt.
Okay.
Just like a football team.
There you go. Good job, honey. Good job.
Good dinner.
But thank you can go a long way.
It does. Yeah. It's very good. I recommend it. But, you know, they have that Languages of Love book, too. And some people do better with other things, you know, that make
words
them feel
of affirmation.
Connected.
There's physical touch. There's gift giving.
My wife likes acts of service, which is acts the one service? I hate the most.
Like to taking your plate over to the sink.
Would rather gift give or word of affirmation.
But you have to. You got to do the one that the person.
I know it sucks. We are not compatible.
No, you have to change a little bit, Tom. They say hold hands is very good, which is a physical touch. I just mentioned that.
But we do that.
Even when you're mad at each other, just a touch can actually change the dynamics of the relationship or the moment if you just hold hands or try to hug.
That scares me because it's like Cato says, sometimes you're thinking about the touch might not be gentle. It's like she might want to smack me in the face or something then.
Well, grab her hands and hold it.
That's a good idea.
I love you so much. You stay right here. And then the schedule kisses, they say. That's important.
Schedule kisses?
Yeah, like we're going to kiss tonight later
You're
on the couch.
You're not talking about kisses.
Meet me in the living room, 3 p.m. I'll see you there.
I know couples that schedule romance together. That's like they have to plan a dinner night and all that stuff.
I have a friend. She'll be at home and she's got Fireball, but she can't do a lot. So she has to schedule. She'll set an alarm for like every other hour, so she can have a little Fireball shot.
Oh.
So do that with the kissing.
That's also whenever we go out and we'll go out drinking and having fun. And there is a very thin window of time whenever I can get her home and she's still having fun versus passed out. Like you got to time it just right so she's still wanting to have some fun, dancing and all that stuff. Or else you just get home and she plops in the bed and she's asleep.
It's a slippery slope.
Yes, it is.
There's like a fun version of Tori at two drinks where I'm like, yeah. And then three, I'm like.
That's what my wife does. And so that's part of your job as a husband in a marriage is to figure out how to time that trip home. Make sure if you got a longer trip, you leave earlier. And to keep them awake and going.
From woo girl to snooze girl.
It happens in an instant, too.
I like that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'm suffering through a crisis right now, but I'm so professional you couldn't tell.
Oh, really? What's going on?
We could.
Well, for many of you that know me, I caught diabetes last year.
Still don't know where?
I don't know who it was, but I think it could have been our old boss. Chase Murphy had diabetes.
I told you you should have wore your mask.
Yeah, I didn't get the vaccine either for the diabetes. But anyway, as a result of that,
hard to eat with a mask on.
I had to lose a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And so I've tried my best, and I've managed to shed a few pounds, but I had noticed that my fingers were getting skinnier. and my wedding ring was getting looser.
Honestly, that's the first time I've seen your fingers in a while. They have lost some weight.
Yeah, they're not as pudgy as they used to be.
A little wrinkly, but they're not as pudgy. Oh,
but so I had bought this thing. It's like a little plastic piece of curled, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
And it was supposed to keep my ring on, but it was uncomfortable. It kept stabbing me.
Yeah.
So I had taken that off. Mm-hmm. I came in this morning. We're doing the show. I looked down, and my ring is not on.
It's not.
I have no idea when it fell off.
Oh.
I hope it was last night in bed, and it's somewhere in the sheets, but I've searched the garbage here. I've searched my food bag and my car, and I haven't found it.
Let me just help you out. You might want to take a look in that cheese ball tub over there.
Good idea.
Because if you look at Tom's thumb right there. It's got cheese dust all over it. Look at that cheese ball tub.
I've had more than that before.
I'm like, there's probably a ring in there.
You know, it would blend right in with the cheese balls. But yeah, I'm sick about this. Yeah. I'd never take my ring off.
Well, and I think I told you they make like metal placers or whatever that you can put right on your ring.
Well, I bought this thing that had the plastic things, and it also had some little soft pads, and I didn't try the soft pad yet because the plastic thing, you had to cut it, and it had a sharp piece that would stab your finger.
Mm. Yeah, the metal ones you can't tell. That's what I have to use because winter Tory and summer Tory are not the same. I bloat a ton.
That's another thing. It was chilly this morning, so it may have caused my finger to shrink more.
You check the air fryer because you fried some stuff.
Oh, the microwave. I used the microwave this morning. I'll go check that.
You should do whatever Southern guy would do. Put some duct tape on it.
Well, I got to find it first. But I'm sure other people have had this. Cato and I were talking, and he said he had a friend who's kind of dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, he's lost weight, and I noticed how he was wedding ring was loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you going to lose that? He goes, I just try to keep my fingers closed.
Tell him it's not going to work. He needs to do something.
I told him to put scotch tape around it.
That's
just
good.
Just keep going around and around and around.
Or string. I see people do that.
Yeah, like when you're in high school and you trade rings.
That's what I was thinking.
We did at the wedding.
Yeah. She would put yarn on it.
That's funny.
Yeah, you remember that? But, and you hear so many horror stories, and I know guys have to cringe when they're, fiance, wife, or whatever comes out of the ocean's like, I've lost my ring.
Oh.
And you're like, oh no.
It happened to my sister. Lost her. And so now she's got one from Walmart.
Well, I've got insurance on hers.
Yeah,
but mine
good.
Probably wasn't but a few hundred dollars. It's a sentimental value. Well, I don't like losing that much money either, but it's not like the thousands of dollars that a wedding ring for a woman would be.
Well, I was talking to Julie from Julie Jewels and Gifts, and she said that gold's gone up like $300 an ounce. Yeah, perfect timing for that.
That's not good. That's actually horrible timing.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
I know.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I'm
hoping if I did drop it around here, someone will turn it in. Maybe I should offer a reward.
Not at $300 an ounce.
Yeah. Well, then turn it in to the pawn shop.
Yeah, there you go.
It was gold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it said something on the inside or not. I forgot.
Oh, I just got a text. Another friend. Darren lost his wedding ring over the weekend.
So many people with those stories. I know my brother. He lost his. I mean, he replaced it. That was early on in the marriage.
Funny thing is, I can't find mine either.
Well, you got divorced.
Well, I know, but I still have lost the ring.
And why do divorced people keep those rings? You think about that.
Because gold's $300 an ounce.
That's true.
See, and I'd sell it right now.
Yeah.
It had little diamonds in it, too. But I do not know what happened to that ring. I really think the guy I let live with me for a month took it.
Yeah.
My mom, I don't know for sure.
My mom had my dad's, their wedding ring. Of course, she's divorced. She's like, you want this? I'm like, no, it didn't work the first time.
Yeah, but you don't ever just want to sit around at the house at night just laying in bed with some Kleenex and little tears and just put the ring on and reminisce of the good old times that turned out bad.
Oh. By the way, Hawk, you're an idiot and I am too for believing you. Gold is $2,300 an ounce now.
She said it went up $300 an ounce is what she said. Sorry.
I'm going to give myself a little metal detector. I got something to do after work.
You better give me my ring back if you find it.
Yeah. And all those class rings that you thought you'd wear. I'm like,
I can sell my class ring to pay for my new ring.
There you go, to get you a new wedding ring.
Because the class ring had even more gold in it than my wedding ring.
There
it was a big hunky thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just need one of those silicone ones for now.
I'm not into that. I know some people like the titanium and silicone. I'm old-fashioned traditional, like the gold band.
Well, they have the, for the diamonds, what's the lab-grown diamonds now?
Well, I don't have any diamonds on
mine. I'm saying maybe they got the lab-grown wedding rings.
What?
Does Walmart still have those little machines at the front of the store
they
for
don't.
A quarter?
No.
Oh, my gosh. A gumball machine.
I think they do it Big Lots, so.
There you go.
Get one made out of a penny.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Kato and Tori and I were talking about something on the internet today during the songs, and we were all kind of curious about it. Shredded cheese is a big hot topic on TikTok right now because there are people saying that you should wash your shredded cheese before eating it.
What's that mean?
I'm not sure, Kato, but it sounds like a lot of work to me.
Yeah. So you're talking about like when it's got the sharp cheddar and it's like little bitty strands?
It's
like
the strands. It could be any kind of cheddar. A lot of times it'll be like the Mexican mix or
the
like
blend.
A blend.
And this is the packaged shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Not if you shred your own cheese, wash that.
I know that, but you think about it, you would dump your package like in one of those little...
A colander.
Colander, yeah. And let the water go through it and then put it back in the package.
Well, after you dry it off.
Yeah.
Imagine how confused these people would be after they use hot water to do it. And
don't
they're like,
do
what
that.
Happened to my cheese?
That cheese sauce.
Well, they say there's a lot of reasons because different companies use different methods to keep the cheese from sticking together. Kraft uses cornstarch.
That seems okay.
Yeah. Tillamook uses potato starch. Their name is weird, but that seems okay,
I've
too.
Heard of them.
Let me tell you, Tillamook is some of the best ice cream you will ever have in your life. Now,
okay.
It's expensive.
I don't know about cheese-flavored ice cream, but you go.
No, it's dairy.
Don't wash your ice cream, Hawk.
Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp. And Lucerne uses tapioca and potato starch.
Which is wild because Sargento is kind of pricey.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's other agents out there that can include calcium sulfate, which is a component in cement.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is all supposedly safe in food small amounts, the small amounts that you're actually getting.
That cement reminds me of how you eat too much cheese.
It block you up on it.
Now you know why.
Yeah.
But they say that some people don't feel very excited about ingesting even small amounts of these substances. So there's a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before they use it. They dump it into the colander, rinse it with cold water, then dry it on a paper towel. And if you do this, the water that comes through is very cloudy, which makes it look like, I need to do this. This is nasty. But there are some downsides to that because if you don't get it dry enough, it's likely to grow mold even faster.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and they say you shouldn't even return the clean cheese to the fridge.
Just buy block cheese. Shred it yourself.
Well, no,
that's what the
hard.
Experts say. It's a lot less expensive. It's less convenient. But so is washing shredded cheese. And it will have more flavor. And that is true. I've priced the shredded cheese and the blocks of cheese, and they're almost half the price if you shred it yourself. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to shred it. And I get the shredded cheese.
It's hard to shred that Kraft, ain't it?
The Kraft
the Velveeta. The Kraft
singles. No, it's not. You just fold it over. I've done it more than once.
You can fold your cheese.
You can cut your cheese.
Yeah, there you go, Tom.
The Parmesan Reggiano block is expensive.
Mm-hmm. It is, but the shredded version of that is even more expensive.
Well, true, but also the little green bottle of Parmesan cheese. See, I heard years ago that contained the wood pulp. The
it's
green
good,
bottle
though.
Of Parmesan
but
cheese
you
get on the
those are little grains. They're not so much the strands.
Those are little grains. Yeah.
I like those.
They said that on the shelf, but I no longer buy that either.
Yeah, good luck rinsing that.
Yeah.
Man, you got to wash your cheese products now. Do I have to wash my Cheese Whiz too?
Wash it down with a drink.
You just squirt it straight in the mouth with a Ritz cracker.
If you're eating Cheese Whiz, you don't care about anything that's chemical going in your body.
I try not to eat anything with Whiz in the title of it. That's just me. I will say this. I do wash my shredded cheese with a bunch of chili. Now, that's the way you wash your cheese.
That's really
good. With some Fritos on top.
But I'll tell you, if you shred your own cheese, it will melt a lot better in your chili than the
and it will cost less and taste better. So basically, we're really lazy. We're so lazy that we'll eat bad chemicals just to not have to shred some cheese.
And the fun part about shredding your own, you just don't know if you're going to get a knuckle in there.
What's even more?
I've gotten a knuckle in my shredded cheese.
That's an additive I don't want.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yes.
Okay, I will say with the shredded cheese, too, I forgot what I was going to say because we started talking about knuckles.
It's a knuckle sandwich.
Oh, wow.
You haven't found it? I will say this. I did use some of that Mexican blend cheese the other day, put it out on the plate because I was going to put it in my scrambled eggs, and it did have like a dust, like it looks like, almost like, you know, baseball cards when they had the bubble gum on it and it had the dust on top of it. Every individual little piece of cheese had that dust on it.
And they do it that way to keep it from clumping together. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That white stuff.
I'm still going to eat the white stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you figure out what you...
No, but I just wanted to make sure you knew that's what we have been talking about the whole time, is what you just said.
The dust on the baseball card?
Oh, no, but the dust on the cheese.
Tom, I'll
lick the baseball card dust. That stuff is so good.
Okay. Please figure out what you thought.
I think she's been licking too much of the cheese.
She just takes blocks of cheese and licks it. Oh, that's Gouda.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.